on a short break.
Alive 90.5.
Today's bulletin brought to you by Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Brady Evans. The Victorian government has flagged a potential assistance package for people affected by the latest coronavirus lockdown. This is the first lockdown the state has experienced without the JobKeeper wage subsidy. Victoria has recorded 4 new locally acquired cases of coronavirus on day one of its 7-day statewide lockdown. There are currently 39 active cases in the state. The Acting Premier, James Molino, says the details of a potential assistance package will be announced in the coming days.
I'm not going to foreshadow what the package may or may not include. I just want to give confidence to businesses that we understand the impact that this circuit breaker lockdown will have on them. There's discussions between federal and state governments, between our treasurers. We're working on a state package.
The federal opposition has taken aim at the federal government over Victoria's latest COVID-19 outbreak, saying it could have avoided much of the current trauma. The government has come under fire for its vaccine rollout and reluctance to build standalone quarantine facilities. Labor frontbencher Bill Shorten says the Morrison government has failed on a number of fronts.
As a Melburnian, I can't help wonder that if the Morrison government had an app that worked, if they had a public health campaign encouraging people to be vaccinated, if they had built some federal quarantine facilities specific for purpose, and if they had rolled out their vaccines quicker, then maybe this lockdown and all the trauma could have been avoided.
Two teenage girls thought to be missing in Victoria have been found on a school bus south of Adelaide, creating a COVID-19 health alert in the process. Police say the students are with officers at Victor Harbour and have been isolated ahead of having a coronavirus test. The girls hitchhiked across the border overnight to visit a friend in Goolwa. Anyone who may have given the girls a lift is urged to contact SA Health immediately. The New Zealand government will come under increasing pressure to muscle up to China as relations with the superpower return to the fore. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison is set to push the issue with New Zealand's leader when he visits Queenstown for talks with Jacinda Ardern on the weekend. New Zealand MPs across the political spectrum are reportedly dissatisfied with the government strong-arming a debate on Chinese human rights abuses. Australia's top fashion industry event is expected to focus on Indigenous and culturally diverse designers and its return this year. Australian Fashion Week was cancelled in 2020 due to the pandemic, but will be staged in Sydney next week. More than 70 Australian designers will be on show. Designer and Director of First Nations Fashion and Design, Grace Lillian Lee, told RN there has been support for designers to celebrate their culture.
I'm not too sure why it's taken so long. Of course we exist and we're here and we're loud and proud and can't wait for the Australian industry to see the new narratives that are actually very old narratives that we're sharing.
And in sport, the AFL player who visited a COVID-exposed site has tested negative, meaning tonight's top-of-the-table clash is all but assured of proceeding. The league held its collective breath when news broke a Melbourne Demons player had visited a Tier 1 exposure site. He will now be forced to self-isolate for a fortnight. In the other fixture changes, Saturday's Gold Coast Hawthorn game and Sunday's Richmond Adelaide match will both be held in Sydney.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5.
It's 4 minutes past one here on Alive 90.5. This is Business Insights with Mario and Matt. And we are currently sitting at 16.5 degrees, quite sunny out there today. We're quite blessed, I've got to say. And later today, it's not going to get much sunnier. It's going to stay mostly sunny, but tops of 17. So same thing tomorrow, tops of 17, mostly sunny. And Sunday, we're looking at a cloudy day at tops of 18 degrees.
That's musical.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
In Campsie, Canterbury Road at Bexley Road, traffic lights have been blacked out. Traffic affected in both directions. Exercise caution and reduce your speed around there. In Thornlea, Duffy Avenue at Shivellers Road, traffic lights are flashing yellow. Some repairs going on. All directions of traffic are affected. Exercise caution and allow extra travel time. In Sydney, Oxford Street at Liverpool Street, traffic lights are blacked out. It's been a power failure. All directions of traffic are affected. Police are directing traffic at the scene. And in North Willoughby, Penshurst Street at Crabs Avenue, emergency road work going on. It's been a power pole replacement. One of two southbound lanes are closed. Welcome back. We're here on Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Mario, our guest, Dale Stevens,
You are impressed, aren't you?
I'm impressed.
You know, like Dale, what you don't know, Dale, I'll give you just a crack conversation, sorry, introduction to Matt. Matt Caruana is my partner in crime and we share in the studio together this radio show. But however, Matt is a public speaker. Matt is a public speaker in mental health. Matt is one of the very few people who tried to kill himself but survived. He jumped deliberately and purposely from 35 meters tall building and he survived. And then he realized that it's time, you know, like a sort of like a providence, I will say, to share his experience and help those young people and, you know, senior citizens like me who struggle with the mental health. And he's a public speaker, so he takes the notes, whatever you're saying. So, Dale, before
that's so inspiring. I'm so
well, excited. You should talk it. I mean, you should have the conversation together. Absolutely. So, Dale, why we are not ourselves there? That was a conversation before we got on a break. So, is the society conditioning us to be nice and presentable and, you know, kind and whatever you want to call this, highly professional and, you know, just read what is there on a paper behind us? Why we don't allow ourselves to be the creative people as we naturally are?
Okay, so you've identified the problem brilliantly, but really we don't have to solve that problem. At the end of the day, it's all about technique. So we're either, and this is the same for if you're doing video, if you're doing presentations on media, on everything, you're either doing a performance or having a conversation.
Okay. Can you share more? Can you extend on that, please?
Yeah, let's dive into that.
So the performance, when you're doing a performance, and you can tell you're doing the performance because all the focus is on you and how it's going well. So the typical thing of going, what's going through your mind is, what am I going to say, what am I going to say, what am I going to say? And this is even if you're not nervous. What am I going to say, what am I going to say? Oh, yeah, that went well. Oh, my gosh, I'm great at this. Oh, I'm terrible at this. Oh, they're loving it. It's the best thing ever. It's the worst thing ever. Oh, that bit went well. That didn't go well. Why did I say this? I think this is really boring. I think it's great. So you've got all that self-talk.
Where does that stem from, do you think?
So you're self-conscious because you're doing a performance. You've told yourself that you're doing a performance. You've taken notice that you hope it goes well. You've maybe invested, even on a subconscious level, that it's very important.
Yes.
So you've got that one way of being. But if you have a conversation, there's a technique to it, and it's totally different.
Mm-hmm.
100% different, and it's the same as actors use of being in the moment. So you start talking, you go, and you're thinking creatively. So you're thinking this could be helpful for them. Yes, that would be helpful. I'll talk a little bit more on this. I think that's probably enough. I could talk about this, and the whole situation. You're not focused on you. You're focused on the audience and what they need, and so it's sort of really like rather than self-conscious, it's almost like an unconscious experience. When you finish, if you haven't got a scripted talk, you can't remember what you said because you're in that moment and you're focusing on the audience, and it's fun. It's so much fun. And really the performance is pretty much never fun because you're always judging yourself. But the conversation is always fun because you're reaching out to that person, and it's all about one person. You know, a lot of people say, well, who's your audience? Oh, but there are a lot of lawyers and accountants. And what would all that group think? Well, all that group, you've got no idea. What you do is you pick one person.
Yes.
And you talk. So it's who are you talking to? Whose life are you saving? What is your message to one person who desperately needs it? So would you like me to do like a little demonstration?
Yes.
Yeah, please.
So please.
Yeah, okay. So if I were to talk in a performance about the mighty pause, pausing is so wonderful, I wish I would do more of it. So if I was going to talk about the mighty pause, and I was going to do a performance, I could say, well, pausing is really important because what it does is it gives the other person a chance to be able to hear what you're saying. It makes you sound more authoritative. It gives you a bit more power and you've got time to think, and it's really great for you and it's great for the other person. I could go on, and I'm sure you're bored probably already.
Yeah, yes, that's correct. I just well, press the, no pause, Matthew, sorry. Just to put the pause button and let's go to music.
Fall asleep. But if I was talking to one person who really needs this message, I could say, pausing.
Yes?
When you pause, the other person has a chance to be able to hear what you say and respond. And you have a chance to be able to collect your thoughts and say things more powerfully.
Even then, I found myself thinking about the conversation and wanting to engage a lot more because you gave me an opportunity to do so.
Is that the same type of practice you're Dale doing right now? Is this like a conversation? Seriously, I'm lost now. So it's like, you see, like, because it's like, why don't you talk about it?
You?
Yeah.
I'll give you an
example for you. Oh, okay.
The
so
between the performance, sorry.
No, that's okay because, like, you know, like, I know that many people wanted to do standing on a big stage under the lights and everything else. And that's like what got me when I saw your videos. It's like, I want to be like this person. I want to talk to this person. You know, I know that my disadvantages and other advantages. However, the audience can be very unforgivable, and particularly if you start talking business-wise. When a Matt talks, you know, it's talking about very powerful thing. When you're talking, you know how to present that. But I truly believe that audience doesn't respect or doesn't appreciate the effort of the speaker. However, okay. I'm pretty sure you can notice straight away when somebody does presentation, is this person prepared or not prepared? Because I saw in several of these public speaking engagements, presenters before me, they were not prepared, and they will jump, you know, like from one topic to another topic that I was being lost, regardless how they nicely look like and, you know, pausing on everything else. So, Dale, how do you help the business leaders or business people or anybody who want to learn and pass that message better?
Okay, that's fantastic because you brought up a few things, which is wonderful. So the one thing, you say it's a harsh audience, business people are a harsh audience, but everyone who goes to listen to something actually doesn't want to waste their time. They actually do want to get something out of it.
Uh-huh.
And so you really do, they do. I mean, who rocks up and goes, oh, let's just waste my time? no one does that. So they want to get something out of it. And as far as preparation, doesn't matter how much preparation you do, it's doing the right preparation.
Mm-hmm.
So I teach people structure, very simple structure that they stick to, that they can stand up and do a speech with 5 minutes preparation. So it's not the amount of preparation, it's the type. And the other thing is that people believe what you believe. So if you believe, oh, this isn't much for business people, I don't think they'll like this, I think they know this, oh, I'll just do my best, and I'll practice more and more and more and more and more, and so I'll give a good speech and I hope they like it, but they probably won't. Well, that's pretty much everything that you've said is probably what they're going to experience. Whereas if you go, okay, I have got decades of experience, I've got decades of knowledge, and I've really studied what I do, I'm going to tell people, and some of them will know about what I'm saying, and that's okay. They can be invited to go deeper. Some of them will have never heard of it, and that's great. They can experience something new. And some of them will be just not sure and have no abuse and not know abuse. So fantastic. They can learn something new. So, I mean, if you have a really tough crowd, I would even say at the beginning, if you think a lot of them are going to know a lot of what you're saying, you can even suggest to them, just say, look, some of you will never have heard of this before and some of you will have heard of this before, so I invite you to really think about what I'm saying, because these are deep universal truths, so I invite you to think deeper about, this is your opportunity to think deeper about these things that you already know.
I think that's a good, great segment to call it a break, and let's just think and reflect on that.
Yeah,
Dale, thank you very much.
Thank you, Rosation. We'll take a short break, and we'll come back to you, and we're going to wind up that interview with Adele Stevens. And anybody who's interested in this conversation with Adele Stevens, and you want to become the better communicator, powerful communicator, and be you, I'm employing you. Contact Adele Stevens. We'll take a short break. You're listening to Business Insights with Matt and Mario, Align 90.5, the best business real estate station in the world.
Alive 90.5. I got a bed, but I
9:05 in the evening. I'm all up in my feelings. So call your phone, cause I can't get enough. And I got work in the morning. Early, early in the morning. But who needs sleep when we're loving it up? Oh, and what I gotta do this the hard way. My body wants to be in. To the right, yeah, I'll do it for you. And I got work in the morning, early, early in the morning. But who needs sleep when I'm rocking with you?
Crispy pork crackling is slow cooked for that big crunch and taste. Put some crunch in your munch. As a 100% Australian-owned business, Penny's Crispy Pork Crackling have been supplying deliciously crispy snacks in three crunch-tastic flavours, barbecue, chilli and original, to pubs, bottle shops, grocers and butchers in the Hills District. Order some now by visiting our website at penniescrackling.com.au, spelt with a Y, or calling 02-8068 9664.
Station sponsor.
Ever have that sinking feeling that you forgot to get the gas bottle filled for the barbecue or outdoor heater? Do you worry about transporting a gas bottle in the boot of your car? Kangaroo Gas has got you covered. Kangaroo Gas will deliver 8.5 kilogram gas bottles to your home or business. Call 0405 LPG LPG or go to kangaroogas.com.au. That's 0405 LPG LPG online at kangaroogas.com.au or find them on Facebook. Station sponsor.
Sunday Sports Roundup and Alive 90.5 FM are throwing their support behind Ronald McDonald House Meals from the Heart campaign. So tune in this Monday, 31st of May from 5 p.m. as we cook and serve meals for the families at Ronald McDonald House in Westmead. You'll hear stories from the family staying at Ronald McDonald House. Tony Salerno and the sports team will be donating $1,000 on the night. And many of the local sports clubs have donated gear as part of the My Local Sports Bag initiative. Don't miss it this Monday from 5 p.m.
This is Your Sound.
Your community.
Alive 90.5.
Yeah, it's a lie because you talked to Dale now, you know, off the record. Yeah, I mean, now let's go on the record. Dale, welcome back to the studio with us. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Matt and Mario. Dale Stevens from Melbourne City, Ring of Steel, Steel or Ring, whatever it's called again. I mean, it's like, and we are very grateful to have the true expert on communications and how to convey the message, how to present Dale Stevens. Dale, I'm pretty sure that Matt has some question for you.
So, in terms of, I mean, so... I'm very big in communication skills and being able to effectively articulate yourself and then also connect with other people. It's something I'm very passionate about. In today's society, how important is it that we are effective at communicating given social media, given phones, given the way we communicate now isn't necessarily communicating. It's more so that we are... I mean, hell, we can unsend messages. We can take things back.
Interesting.
Right?
Yes.
How important is it, Dale, that we have clear, effective communication skills in this day and age?
Well, I think it's everything. It's absolutely everything. And because your personality and your character is being reflected back to you all the time. And so it's a great opportunity as well as terrifying. To see that, but I mean, especially if you're a professional, like on LinkedIn. So I post videos nearly every day on LinkedIn, and I've connected with people literally all over the world. I've got a client from the UAE, a banker in America, in the UK. Business community has just grown massively, and I'm having conversations with these people because I do very short little videos, and then they respond back and we have a conversation. So my knowledge, my experience, my community, my clients, my colleagues is just grown massively. And I think the challenge, the massive challenge that we have today, and we can do it, is to focus on what we all really care about, what's universal about us. And at the end of the day, we all really want the same thing. We all really want to have, you know, clean air and clean water and look after the planet and look after each other and help lift up people who aren't being able to do it for themselves and inspire and thrive, everyone to thrive. I mean, that's pretty much what everyone wants. So we have to start talking about that, and if we've got, then we can disagree with how to get there. That's fine, but I think it's coming back to those universal things that we all want. The one human race is where we can communicate with anyone.
That's very interesting, Dale. Well, Dale, you know, it's 25 past one, and with some to, you know, we finished that for today. But before we finish, Dale, please share with us, with our listeners, how they can contact you, what they can expect, what services you can offer to you, all our listeners and the future clients who's come to you through this radio show.
Fantastic. So you can connect with me on LinkedIn, Dale Stevens, or email dale@presentwithpresence.com.au. And what I do when I work with people is that I work out what value I can bring. So we work out if you want to do videos, if you want to do presentations, if you want to change culture in your organization, exactly what you need. So I don't do, here's the package, there's the package, which one would you like? I create one specifically for you with specific outcomes. And yeah, to lift your inspiration, your influence and your income.
Oh, Dale, thank you so much. I invite everybody who wants to come in touch with Dale Stevens, please come on our website alive905.com.au. Go on to the podcast Business Insights with Mario and Matt. You're going to hear this interview today with the lovely Dale, and you'll be glad you did it, because in this DNA age, communications, it is the key for success and you can't ask for better better professional, better executive than
no,
the
of
Dell.
Course.
Yeah, and I mean, Matt, you know, like I'm hoping you're going to talk to Dell more off the record.
Well, actually, Mario, yes. I'm just going to say it on the record. Dell, I'd love to have you back in on the show one day.
I would love that.
Yep, and there's a lot more we have to uncover, a lot more that's
hopefully in person to person. We're inviting you, like when you come in from Melbourne to Sydney, to come with us in studio, Dell, so you know we can spend more time and more personal rather than with the phone, and you know our listeners can view this video when you're in the studio with us. Dell, thank you very much for being our guest, and wishing you all the best in Melbourne. Stay safe and talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. See you, Dell. Bye-bye. You're listening live, 90.5 Business Insights with Mario Matt. We'll take a short break and we're going to come to Payala Kakria, the person who's going to lift your energy to the next level without drugs. My name is Mario Beckers, the sexy voice, Matt Caruana, Partner in Crime. We'll take a short break, live, 90.5.
Alive, 90.5.
Boss. You know we finally here, right?
Well, we...
It's Friday then, it's Saturday, Sunday.
I thought the hands of time would change me, and I'd be over this by now, yeah. I'm lucky spinning out. I'm counting down till Friday come. I'm gonna do too much. No, I'm all in my bag, that's clutch. Feeling it, feeling it, feeling it. Every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, endless weekend on a wave, yeah.
Saturday, Sunday, what?
Hi, Alan Barnes from Dural Pool Shop. Do you know you can upgrade your existing pool pump, chlorinator and heating to world-class energy efficiency? We have been advising customers on ways to improve their pool energy efficiency for many years and can discuss and offer several energy strategies that will reduce your carbon footprint and save you money. Speak to one of the team on 9651 4799 or visit Dural Pool Shop opposite the Vicar Hotel on Newline Road, Dural. We'll help you to get your pool looking just how you want it.
A proud station sponsor.
In the market to purchase your new home? Sick of attending open homes? Tired of being beaten at auction? It's time to put the buying experts to work for you. Hi, I'm Michael Savartis from Real Property Buyers, and our job is to take the hassle out of purchasing property. Our independent team will do the house hunting for you and make sure you buy the right property at the right price. So no matter whether it's your first home or your forever home, visit realpropertybuys.com.au and let us take the stress out of purchasing your new home.
Real Property Buyers are proud sponsors of Alive 90.5.
Welcome back to Business Insights with Mario and Matt. It is currently 1:30 and we are in studio with a lovely new guest today, our third guest today, who's been on the show previously last week.
Because she was knocking all morning on the door, like we couldn't refuse. Payala, thank you for not mentioning the studio. Thank you for coming back to the studio on our invitation. And I know that you were scheduled being today to be with us in the studio, but there was a little bit, you know, as I said to last week, we had a drop out of the guest. And, you know, thank you for coming last week. So we are obliged to, you know, host you today as well. So Payal, I know where to start with exactly. I know where to start. I know how to start. The world needs the voice of happiness this moment. And you know, like Matt and I, you know, we love to interview people. We're learning new things. Thank you to Simon Bowden and thank you for Dell Stevens from Melbourne. If I'm in their position, I'll be very, 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 very depressed. I must say, personally, me. But Payala, you know, there's no big introduction. Our guests already know who you are, and we invited you here as a coach of happiness. So share with us something nice today.
Okay, so as a coach of happiness, what I want everyone to know is to be happy, you need to be connected to yourself. If you're not connected with your inner truth, you will always be far away from happiness. And we all are looking for happiness in the external world. We're looking for relationships. We're looking to buy a new car, a new house, a new job. And what are we actually looking in all those things? We are looking for happiness. But that happiness is very temporary, right? If you go out and buy a car, you'll be very happy. But what if you get the car out of the showroom and someone hits it from behind? Where does the happiness go?
You make me suicidal. Yeah, but...
Because that's not true happiness. That's so what we need to understand.
What is true happiness?
Yeah.
What is true happiness?
True happiness is connecting with your inner truth, with your own self. If you're not connected with your own self, you will not find true happiness. The happiness that you get is very temporary.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And so it comes from our truth.
That's right.
How do you define that? Because a lot of people think that's something that's, you know, it's not real. It's not physical. What do you mean truth?
Yes. It doesn't sound realistic, you know. Like when you say disconnect with yourself, you know that picture? The movie Avatar, you know, when they come under the tree, you know, I mean, they connect themselves. Like, that's how I was picturing, like, connect with yourself. Like, I don't know why, but I imagine that big tree, you know, I mean, all this kumbaya, whatever they're doing, singing, right, and connect themselves to the something there in the ground, in the soil.
That's absolutely correct. You're imagining a tree, and you're imagining someone sitting under the tree and being grounded. How are you grounded? How are you grounded? That's how you get your true self.
Yeah.
The more quieter you are, the more you're connected to yourself. The more louder you are in your thoughts, and the more you are always looking for something outside of you, that's too noisy.
Can you step back when you say more quiet you are?
Yeah.
How do you perceive this action being like quiet, you know? Yeah,
I'll tell you.
Yes, please.
Yeah, when I say the more quieter you are, the quieter in your head, because our mind is always in that chitter chatter, right? So the more we are engaged in our brain all the time, we do not get time to connect with our own soul. So for that, you need to quieten your mind. And to quieten your mind, you need to take a pause, like I said last time. We are in so much rush all the time that our mind doesn't get a break. And because our mind and our body is always on the go, you know, we do not get time to connect with our inner truth. So the only way to connect with your own self is to take some pauses throughout the day, you know, not do things back to back, because then we know, okay, we've opened one tab and then the other and then the other and then the other, you know, and then how the computer hangs or the phone hangs, the same way our brain hangs too. Then we are undecisive. We have a clouded vision. We're not able to see things clearly. We're not able to decide. You know, that's what happens when you're not taking enough breaks to get yourself back in alignment. You're doing stuff, but you're doing it misaligned. So your body is doing something, but your mind is not completely there because it's too occupied with other things. You know what I mean? So spiritually, you're something somewhere else, and mentally, you're somewhere else, and your body is doing something else. So when you're doing stuff in life misaligned, you will get stressed out. You will feel depressed. You will feel drained out. You will feel anxious. You will feel fearful. You will feel angry.
Interesting, interesting. We have such a, I mean, because we live in a society where it's all about go, 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 go.
Money, right. money.
That's right.
And
yeah.
Everyone's going to be running a million miles an hour. We live in the busiest and fastest city in Australia.
Correct.
Right? So how can we slow down in such a fast-paced society?
It's interesting. That's an interesting question because I'm just trying to reflect what you said before. How we can slow down when I know after finish this radio show with a good partner of mine, Matthew Caruana and Paul Kakria with us in the studio, I'll put the same headsets on my head, right? And I will tune into the YouTube, but not the music. I'm listening to something, nothing related, philosophical, blah, 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 right? But I'm listening, right? And I never taken my headsets off, right? So how do we slow down? Don't tell me taking my headsets off.
I would tell you to take your headsets off, because when you're hearing, then also you're using your senses, right? So you're not giving your senses a break. Imagine yourself running a marathon and just running and running and running and running and not taking a break to even breathe. Imagine what will happen. You'll run out of breath, right?
You'll fall over, you pass out.
Yeah, or you'll collapse.
I'm
right?
lucky. That's... I don't run. I just sit in the lap of the mat and he's wheeling in his wheelchair and we are happy. But truth is,
yes, Mario, we are not running physically, but mentally we are running. We all are running.
Can I interrupt today? I'm very curious. Now, you know, three of us, we are lucky. We can sit against each other and we can spread the COVID amongst each other. But those in Melbourne, they cannot, right?
Yeah.
So how would you tell them to disconnect themselves, because society trained us, conditioning us that we need to know the information. So they're obviously waiting for the press conferences, the numbers, you know what I mean? And,
right.
you know, when we're going to be released from the prison,
yes.
right? You know, when we're going to be released from this, you know, what saves us actually is destroying us, right? So how would you deal with the people who, you know, struggling mentally, right?
Yeah.
How would you help them? How would you tell them to disconnect themselves when we know that practices, and I was one of them last year. I was like, oh my God, I want to just borders be open. But how?
Yes, Mario, very good question. And there are two, three questions that I can answer in that one question.
Please, yeah.
Like, so, you know, when we are in this lockdown, number one, you know, especially people are in Melbourne or wherever, I would want them to realize that it's a blessing in disguise. Because the universe is stopping them, because they are not stopping themselves. So the universe is forcing them to stop and sit inside their homes and realize that they need to stop and breathe. Just breathe. You don't have to just do something all the time. That's what we think. We need to do something all the time, right? And that's what's rushing us. So the way to slow down and to connect with yourself is just sit down in peace, just focus on your breathing and see your inhalation and exhalation. You know, just close your eyes and just be you. That's what you're meant to do. You're not supposed to just run all the time. Yes, we need to go out and do the job. Yes, we need to go out and earn money. There's nothing wrong with that. But the more aligned we are, the more centered we are, you know, we always perform better and we feel better. But if you're always anxious and running and, you know, doing stuff all the time, too much chaos. So right now, during this COVID times, when we are under a lockdown, don't think that you are tied up and, you know, you can't do this and you can't do that, because you're not supposed to do things all the time. You're supposed to sit down in peace. That's
Can I ask
it.
You, mate? Like, so that, say, like, yeah, sorry, you first. Yeah.
Well, no. Well, actually, this is gonna, like, that actually leads to a question I want to ask you, Payal. Mm-hmm. Last year, when we had lockdown, what was going through your mind?
Honestly,
she thinking this is universe talking to stop.
That's right.
No way! Come on.
I swear to God, that's what I thought, that the world needs to stop. You know how? I'll give you an example. Imagine the universe as your parent. Okay, when the child is not listening to you, you try and say something with love, or, you know, don't do this or don't do that. And at one point, the child is just hyperactive and, you know, you just want the child to settle down. What would you do? You would have to scare him. You would have to tell him, if you don't do this, I'll put you in the naughty corner.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right.
Though we don't put them in the naughty corner, it's just that threat, right? And the child is like, oh, now if I don't stop, then I'll get something back from my parents, right? The child knows it. So it's the same with us. We need to realize that the universe is always telling us and giving us the signals that we should be doing. We're doing everything wrong with the environment. We're doing wrong things with ourselves. We're doing wrong things to other people.
Are you sure you're not a good radio station? This is not a Greenpeace radio station.
Look, you've called me, so
I know.
But that's what I can
but
talk about.
Like, if I say, like, you know, let's just say we stop in the trucks and, you know, do this. I do agree with you that we need a peaceful time, and
that's
I can vouch for that one. That I have several events in my life when I was being forced by I don't know, by love of life or something. But I do remember when I didn't technically die, but I stopped breathing. I got an anaphylactic shock, which I didn't, you know, expect I'm going to get. And then there was a CPI in the ambulance and so on. And I do remember coming in hospital and being in an emergency ward, ICU, what it's called, right? But I do remember that was the very first moment in my life, and that was 7 years ago, that I didn't want to talk to nobody for days.
Yeah.
I wanted to analyze what's happened to me, and then I think that I was being overwhelmed with informations in my head. Like, now, should we take a break, Matt?
Let's take a break. Yeah,
let's take a break. Payal Kakria, you need to listen to this live905.com.au tonight after 6:30 p.m. interview with Payala, and Matt and I will drive you to the break.
Your local radio station, Alive 90.5, keeping you up to date with local issues and events in the hills, Parramatta and Cumberland areas.
The director of Cherrybrook Real Estate, Sam Ramon, is a specialist in property management in residential in the Hills District. He prides himself on taking the stress out of property management and looking after your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, please call Sam Ramon from Cherrybrook Real Estate on 9980 9860. Station sponsor.
We are the Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02-882-9837. InsightIntelligence.com. parramatta.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Term 2 courses are open for enrolments at the Parramatta College, and they currently have a special double discounts promotion on eligible courses, which includes languages, leisure and lifestyle, computer skills, business and work skills. They also offer various nationally accredited courses fee-free. This training is subsidised by the New South Wales Government. Ready to rock and roll? Call the Parramatta College on 9687 2072. That's 9687 2072. Visit parramattacollege.edu.au for further information. T's and C's and eligibility criteria applies. Station sponsor.
Alive 90.5.
Welcome back to Business Insights with Mario and Matt. 12 minutes to 2 here on Alive 90.5, your sound, your community, with our very, very blessed guest, Payal. Payal, now, before we left for the break, we were talking about certain signs that the universe gives you.
Mm-hmm.
And these can be profound, and people tend to miss them.
Mm.
My question to you is, I feel like I get these messages all the time.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm seeing it left, right, and center.
Yeah.
Although, when do you know you're deluding yourself? So when do you know that, like, let's say you get a message, you get a sign, then you have something else that contradicts it.
Yes.
How do you know which to follow?
Look, your mind will always, always contradict it. Your
Why?
Mind will always contradict us because our mind is given to us for a purpose. Our mind is given to us so that we can predict danger. It's there to protect us, right?
Yeah.
So anything that feels right from inside, sometimes you have a gut feeling, right? But your mind will always contradict it. Either your mind or your emotions or your ego will always contradict it, because ego doesn't like... ego likes to control. Ego likes to control, right? So your ego and your intellect will tell you, no, you can't trust your intuition. You can't trust your gut feel. You have to trust me, right? Yeah. So, yeah. So that's the reason that we're not sure, because we don't have the right knowledge.
That's interesting. That's interesting, because it makes me reflect on my life, like even like the other... Well, actually, on the weekend that just went by, I had a moment where it was like that.
Yeah.
Where I already didn't feel good about something.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel good about another thing. Yeah. I was getting signs for both. I didn't know what to follow, what to feel. Yeah. Yeah. What came to my mind, though, in terms of that experience was my, like, just mind going to the path of least resistance.
Yeah.
What was easier.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we always, as humans, tend to take the shortcuts.
Yeah.
And the shortcuts are the worst thing we can do to ourselves.
Why is that?
Because shortcuts don't take you a long way.
Where do they take
us? Rome was not built in a day. And
that's very true.
Yeah. So anything...
But if they use the Lego bricks, they could have. Yeah.
So if you follow shortcuts, you're looking for short-term results. If you're looking for a long-term results or a long-term gain in any area of your life, you need to be patient and you need to take a longer route, because that's going to last. So it's a harder way. The longer way is always a harder way. It always takes time and patience, obviously. But if you're looking for long-term results with your health, with your wellness, mental wellness, emotional wellness, spiritual wellness, you know, the longer way is the harder way and is the righter way, right? If you want to build your body, you won't build it overnight, right?
No, you need to
go through...
Ask Mario.
Yeah. You need to go through that pain. And it will take time for you to reach the kind of body you're looking for, the strength you're looking for. And it's the same. It's the same with us. Like, you know, we can just apply that analogy with anything in our life. Mm. A shorter route
will not lead
you to a longer... gain, a long-term gain.
For this brings up like sort of like makes my mind go into a direction where it's like, in terms of the long route,
mm-hmm.
one thing we tend to dismiss as people, right, is the first thing we have when we come into our life and the last thing we have when we leave mm-hmm. our life, when we die, mm-hmm. which is our breath.
That's right.
What is the importance of breath in someone's mental wellness, even physical well-being, would you say?
Look, Matt, we need to realize if our breath is not there, we are dead. Our breath is everything. If we are breathing, we are alive. The moment the breath is gone, we are gone. Breath is everything. Number one, realize breath is everything. Number two, be grateful that you're breathing. Right? Number three, the more anxious and the more on the go we are, the more shallow we breathe and the more quicker we breathe. Okay?
It's not just about having breath, but then the quality of breath as
well.
Yes,
that's right. Because the more shallow you breathe, the more breaths you're losing that is given to you. For example, I've given you $10,000. You can spend it in one day or you can spend it in 10 years. It's up to you, right? So the more shallow we breathe, the more on the go, the more in rush we are all the time, we are just, you can say, this is just an example to so that you guys can understand, the more we are using our breaths in a cheaper way, right? So if we take one long breath in 1 second, for example, and we are taking three breaths in 1 second, right? So we've wasted two breaths, let's say, right? So we could have saved ourselves the breaths that we have, because the more we breathe, the longer we live, right?
Yes.
It is life force energy. Breath is life force energy. That is the reason you are living. So that is why breathing, concentrating on your breathing is so important, because when you think, your thoughts breed on your energy. That's how thoughts breed, right? They suck your energy. So the more in your head you are, the more quickly you're breathing.
Right, okay.
You understand?
Yeah, it's the more in your head, the quicker you are breathing.
Yeah.
And the quicker the breathing, it sounds like you mentioned earlier, the shallow breaths, the breaths that aren't like really of any quality,
yeah,
which is creating that anxious state,
And also when we are shallow breathing, we are fluctuating our blood flow, which is not going to our mind that much, and that is why we have a foggy thinking. We're not very clear in our head. So the deeper we breathe, the deeper our heart can pump all the blood to our heart and to our mind, you know, and the slower we are, the longer, the abundant, the more prosperous our life will be, because we are connected to ourselves. It's like plugging the charger in the power point.
Yeah.
So it's our breath is, when we take deep breaths and when we slow down, we are actually plugging our energy in the right socket.
So we're increasing our energy by breathing, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Something is wrong with you. I was so angry 5 minutes ago, and now you're just very calm. So that's something is working. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to say goodbye for that this week. Matt and myself, we need to close the show. And our guest in studio, Paul Kakria, we'll have her again. And I'm inviting everybody to come on the website, alive905.com.au, 905.com.au. Please check for the section Podcast Businesses with Matt and Mario. And all three guests today who gave the interview are there, so you're going to enjoy. Matt, I hope you're going to have a good weekend.
You as well, man. Yeah, you as well. Pal, just before we wrap up, how can we get in touch with you?
You can contact me on my mobile number.
Do you want to give that out publicly?
Yes, please. I want to give it up because I think there are a lot of people who would want to contact me. So my number is 0405-246454, guys. You can hit me up anytime and send me a message that you heard me and you want to contact me.
Thank you, Payala. Just mentioned the name Matt Caruana for 50% discount. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt. And we'll take it now. Final goodbye for today. Enjoy the weekend. As Matt says, it's going to be a little bit chilly. It's going to be sunny. So electric blanket, you know, coal powered, you know, I mean, the heaters, everything else, just turn on. Payala, thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you very much, Mario, for inviting
me. And guys, stay tuned. The next show, it's what you like it very much. Goodbye.
Alive 90.5.